From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Fire in the sky, the outrageous cost of housing a prison inmate in New Jersey, and ridiculous restaurant fees all had you talking back to us last week. Restaurant owners are getting tired, they say, of customers booking reservations during peak dining times and then not showing up. So many are using reservation fees to cut their losses and encourage diners to show up as they promised. Carl Gould, president of Seven Stage Advisors in Butler, says some are charging a basic fee of $25 to $50 if diners ghost them.
Or if it's at a peak time, if you're a table of eight and you don't show up, we're going to charge you $20 per person or $160 total because you didn't show up, because that's what we would have expected had you showed up.
He says not all diners are happy about it. Many don't want to be on the hook for what could add up to hundreds of dollars if dinner plans change at the last minute. But that's exactly why restaurants are increasingly implementing those fees. It now costs more to incarcerate somebody in a New Jersey prison than it does to educate a child. The startling numbers were revealed during budget hearings in Trenton last week when Corrections Commissioner Victoria Kuhn said it now costs over $74,000 a year to house someone at a state prison. That's an increase of 12% over last year, nearly four times what the state spends per pupil in our schools. The increase also comes as the prison population has dropped 30%. Kuhn blames staffing technology and health care costs for the rise. Here's another depressing statistic. According to a state-by-state analysis from LendingTree, families in New Jersey who pay for their child care are now putting out close to 20% of their income to afford it.
In raw numbers, that's about $440 per week being spent on child care by families in New Jersey.
Life in Jersey is expensive enough in 2024 when you're paying so much for something as fundamental to our lives as child care. It makes it even tougher.
Matt Schultz with LendingTree says New Jersey records the 13th highest percentage of income spent on child care. The share is as high as 32% in Nevada, where there are many child care deserts. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey's First News is on Facebook and Instagram. Every morning I'll tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short 5-minute video. Just like and subscribe to have it included in your news feed. You can also enable app alerts on your mobile device, and it'll be sent right to your phone. Mother Nature sure gave us a lot to talk about in the last week, from earthquakes to the eclipse, and then a bright green fireball in the sky. All across New Jersey, people reported they saw the phenomenon just after 3:30 on Wednesday morning. Didn't have a tail. It appeared to just fall from the sky. There is a push to stop restaurants and convenience stores from just automatically handing out plastic silverware and condiments. The group Clean Water Action says skip the stuff would save businesses money and reduce waste.
A lot of the DoorDashes and takeout places need you to opt out, and that is a box that most people don't scroll down to even see.
In March, Red Bank and Garwood passed Skip the Stuff ordinances. The law is on the books for all of New York City. There has been some talk about a statewide implementation in New Jersey as well. 7-Eleven is announcing new security measures after credit card skimmers were found at multiple stores in New Jersey. Among the new protocols, new cameras focused on ATMs and card readers in every store. They're also educating employees on ways to spot skimmers, which steal data from credit and debit cards so thieves can make cloned cards. New Jersey has not seen as many wildfires pop up this year so far, possibly because of all the rain. Greg McLaughlin with the State Department of Environmental Protection says thanks to less than ideal weather, there have been fewer people outside making mistakes.
We saw last year that wildfire risk in New Jersey is real. You know, it's not necessarily a matter of if it's going to happen. It's a matter of when it's going to happen.
So far this year, about 170 acres have burned. That number was close to 1,000 at this time last year. We have just experienced the wettest December through March on record in New Jersey, and that goes back 130 years. The rain has kept falling in early April. State climatologist Dave Robinson at Rutgers says we're in good shape as we head in to the warmer months
I think it's safe to say right now that we would not have any water resource concerns until at least midsummer, even if we go dry the remainder of April, May, and into June.
Some areas of the state already received a month's worth of rain in April. The cost of a stamp is likely to go up to 73 cents. That'd be for a forever stamp. Postmaster General of the United States says even more uncomfortable rate hikes are on the way. The Postal Service is trying to become self-sufficient, free of government subsidy, and as a result, it'll keep costing more to mail a letter, a package, buy a money order, or for any of the other services provided by the USPS. New York City is in the beginning stages of some very strict rules tied to short-term rentals through platforms like Airbnb. And with these new restrictions, New Jersey towns are already seeing a spike in activity.
Whether it's Newark, whether it's Jersey City, places close by. And so we're seeing a lot of people looking at those options. We've seen an increase in bookings in New Jersey all along the river, along the border there.
Nathan Rotman with Airbnb says there hasn't been a big jump in the number of listings, but that could change as major events come to the area. Severe beach erosion from a series of storms will certainly impact the summer tourism down the shore. There may be few places you're going to be able to put up tents, canopies, even an umbrella. And it's not due to aesthetics. There just isn't enough room. North Wildwood is the latest to consider such a ban after winds and surf carried away about 10 blocks of their beach. Toms River has already banned them. I write more about what other towns are doing at NJ1015.com this morning. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. All of our content available anytime, on demand, through the NJ1015 smartphone app. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's First News. We're live on air at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.